Hello and welcome to another episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast. We're reviewing week four. Nick, let's get it going.
Oh, okay. Let's jump into it. The Eagles beat the Packers on Thursday Night Football. Sad times.
For you.
Yeah, for me. Let's talk about
it. So is Hayden going to rant here on the group chat? Hayden was out here talking mad shit, bro.
Well, I mean, that's just what he does. Last week saying how I wasn't giving the Packers defense enough respect, and here we are, then allowing the Eagles to get 34 points.
Almost like a high-caliber offense, hung some points on them.
Yeah, it's almost like the first time they played a real offense. They were exposed.
I mean, the Eagles are a good offense. And the good part of the Packers defense held up. The pass defense was great.
I think my
the run defense was not great.
Is that y'all made Jordan Howard look like a professional running back.
Well, that's going to happen to any running back that faces the Packers, because they don't have a good run defense. But the pass defense is still top tier.
Other than that, man, I got to look for the stat, but that Eagles run defense is absolutely insane.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
And they need to get Jalen Ramsey somehow, because if they can because I don't want the Chiefs to get him, but if they can do something about that that secondary, oh boy. It is scary times, because that run defense is truly elite. But go find the stat. It was on Sleeper sent it. Let me see if I can find it.
They haven't allowed 100-yard rusher this year.
So is nobody going to say anything?
I mean, I got nothing to say.
The Packers' offense looked good until Devontae Adams left injured.
Does that worry you at all? Because
I mean, he's not going to play against the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Hey,
we can talk about that later, but that could be a tough one.
And yeah, Aaron Rodgers finally had a good game, though, in terms of what we're used to seeing out of him.
I mean, like I told you, it takes time for a new offense to get implemented.
Well, and the Eagles defense does help too. But this
they open the season with two of the best defenses in the game. And the Broncos don't suck on defense.
Yeah, I mean, of course the Eagles at the end of the game had two straight goal line stands pretty much with their defense, which was pretty much won them the game, actually, and I mean that was pretty impressive on their part.
Yeah, if Devontae Adams is in that game during either of those two goal line stands, I imagine it would have gone different.
Well, maybe you couldn't guarantee the Packers win the game.
Oh no, you don't guarantee it. They might not have. It might have gone the same way, just different plays.
Yeah,
but you have to, because without Devontae Adams in there, that he's their go-to red zone play. Just throw the ball to Devontae Adams. Throw it wherever he is. Just throw it there. He usually gets it.
I mean, that's true, but then Eagles fans are just counter saying they don't have their guys on offense either.
Well, exactly. I mean, yeah. You give it a take. Jimmy Graham had two drop touchdowns. You hate to see it.
You love to see it. I hate Jimmy Graham.
Yeah, whatever.
Why do you hate Jimmy Graham?
He played for the Saints.
He was a dick when you played for the Saints. Johan, was there a stat you wanted to pull up?
I can't find it. I've been looking for it. It's really upsetting because it was a good one, too, on the Eagles' run defense.
Do you guys think the Eagles pretty much saved their season, though, with this win?
Yeah. The other thing you kind of have to factor into this game, the Eagles were way more desperate than the Packers were to win this game.
Oh, here it is. Found it. All right. So I don't know who sent it, but it was a sleeper alert. But basically, the lead backs are the Eagles this year. Darius Geis, 10 for 18, no touchdowns. Devontae Freeman, 11 for 22, no touchdowns. Kerryon Johnson, 20 for 36, one touchdown. Aaron Jones, 13 for 21, one touchdown. So in total, 54 rushes for 97 yards and two touchdowns. That's
yeah.
I think that the Redskins one is a little iffy, and I guess you're the Falcons. But I mean, I don't think it matters who we really play if you're allowing less than 2 yards a carry. I mean, that's to lead guys, and I don't know what it is for the backups, but that's still pretty impressive if you're not really allowing.
I can't imagine it's much better against backups.
Yeah,
it can't be.
I can look up their run defense.
Before we move on from this game, the thing I do want to say.
Run defense. Go ahead. Sorry.
Vontaze Burfict. We can agree. Terrible human being, right? Awful guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hit, he's done for the year. He's been suspended the remainder of the season.
Uh-huh.
The hit he had against Jack Doyle in the Colts game and the hit Derek Barnett had against Jamal Williams, I see no difference.
Yeah, but it's the track record.
It doesn't matter track record. He Derek Barnett was not fined, and he was not suspended for that hit.
I guess.
I'm just saying, he should not have played that game, and he should not be playing this week either.
They're talking about it on ESPN, and they're basically just like, if you think about it, like...
That happened to Devontae Adams twice last year, and both players got suspended.
I don't know, man. I couldn't tell you anything about it, because...
Yeah, Arnold has no balls.
All hits like that are bad, but...
The track record definitely played into it with Vontaze Burfict.
Danny Trevathan had no track record. He got suspended 2 games for doing that to Devontae Adams.
Well, okay, be consistent. That was a little worse, though, than the hit.
I don't know. The player was held up. The whistle blew. He took a hit to a shoulder to the head after the whistle. It is the same play.
I don't know. I remember the Devontae Adams one being way worse.
He was held up. The play ended, and Danny Trevathan ran by with the shoulder. And Derek Barnett didn't run by him. He ran into him.
I mean, for the hit in this game,
there's no difference.
For the hit in this game, a fine, I think, would have been good enough for me.
Hell no. You suspend him 2 games.
Okay, I don't know about that.
That's what you do. You suspend him 2, they appeal, it gets dropped to 1. That's what happens with these kind of hits.
Apparently not. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, for me,
because
Goodell
in the NFL, officiating, have no balls. That's why. Yeah, I hate the college targeting rule, but if getting thrown out of a game for targeting like that, I agree with. The college just calls it way too frequently.
I mean, said what you need to say. Johan, is there anything?
Nah, I don't have much to say.
Do you not think he should have been kicked out of the game for that hit?
I mean, it wasn't a good hit. Yeah, suspended for the game, but I think you got to understand, like, both hits are bad, but I think that with the NFL, with them
being the terrible officiating organization they have.
Well, the NFL is a horrible entity all by itself. I mean,
they can't officiate. They can't hand down the punishment.
I mean, yeah, it's
Rodrigo's a terrible commissioner.
But it's a bad look if they don't do anything about that. Perfect.
They don't control the rule book very well.
But it's what I'm saying is, like, because he's a repeat offender, and it's like,
okay, that's,
and
that's
really
why he got suspended for
a whole
12
season?
Games.
I mean, sure, but he got suspended the rest of the season, which is,
yeah, okay,
a lot.
First offense is supposed to be a 2-game suspension, just like a failed drug test is a 2-game suspension.
I mean, I think you're yelling at the wrong people. I'm with you with suspending dudes, but I can't do anything if they can't. We're just a lowly podcast.
That's the other
yeah,
thing
I
have to
and
get
these
to.
These hits
now.
Are more of a judgment call than.
Oh, based
course,
off your judgment. Is that, should he have been kicked out of the game?
It's tough.
Nick,
I would say no, but I would understand
if
they did.
I can't even give you the right thing because I was out here like, yeah, give Josh Allen the hit stick on Sunday. Actually, I didn't like him, but I, you know. Same shit happens in different.
I'd like to see if a Packers defensive player popped somebody on the Eagles like that. What would happen in retaliation?
I don't know what to tell you because they didn't, and yeah, but big win for the Eagles, and I guess exposing for the Packers defense. Their division still sucks.
Run defense.
Yeah. Offensively, the Packers don't have to worry too much.
The
about
secondary
their division.
Is still.
Yeah.
I think if we're going to talk about the division.
Haven't given up a 100-yard receiver yet.
Should we? I don't know. That's a waste.
That's the other thing. All right. What is pass interference? What is pass interference?
Oh, I don't know what a pass interference is.
What is it?
I
don't
know.
NFL
knows what it is.
Coaches, they're pretty
I saw several reviews on Thursday in this game where I was like, oh, yeah, it's pass interference. I mean, he is pushing his head away from the ball while he's trying to catch the ball. Yeah, that makes sense.
Do y'all think the NFL is going to take the whole review thing? Because I feel like it's not going to end up well.
And the NFL doesn't know how to correct a mistake.
Well, the NFL doesn't know what a catch or a pass interference is.
I know what a catch is more than pass interference at this point.
Yeah, the fact the whole catch thing is not hasn't been an issue for a while, but now we have the whole pass interference thing. I mean, it's just I didn't like when this rule coming in place before the season.
All they had to
and do now it's pretty much just wasting timeouts for the coaches.
And if they called it right in the first place, this wouldn't need to be a rule. That's part of the issue.
And I don't think any of us thought that wasn't a pass interference. Like, oh, when it was the Saints game.
I mean, hey, you're the only one here.
When did I say it wasn't pass interference? It was clearly pass interference.
It was
and
really bad.
That call is going to be called pretty much 99 out of 100 times, if not more than that. But it wasn't.
I mean, any human being with eyes can tell you that's pass interference. You don't even have to know the rule. Is it? Did he interfere with the catch? I could take my sister, and she'd say yes.
I mean, there was one, I forget exactly what play it was, but there was definitely one play in this game where I thought it was clearly pass interference, and they didn't overturn it.
There were a few.
I mean, I feel like it has to get to the level of the Saints-Rams game last year for them to actually overturn it. I feel like that's the standard, because they haven't really overturned anything at all.
My whole issue is now they're just throwing the flag they're not throwing the flag at all and say, oh, if you don't like it, then you need to challenge it. Well, at some point, like, there's so many things they're asking you to challenge, and they only give you two.
Yeah, I mean, and like I said, it's pretty much, it's wasting a challenge flag, and it's wasting a timeout for these coaches, because it could be clearly pass interference, but they're not going to overturn it because they want to stick with the call on the field. I mean,
this all comes because they didn't want to call it right in one game.
And that's where I get to the point, like, one game shouldn't have this big of an impact on everything in the NFL. Like, that was just...
And it shouldn't, but it's...
That was an outlier.
What game was it in?
I mean, it was in the second biggest game of the whole season in the conference championship game.
That game changed who goes to the Super Bowl. That call.
Potentially.
No, if they call that and it's pass interference, that game's going to end.
Who says they make that field goal to win the game?
Who says Big Nuts Lutz misses a 20-yard field goal?
Big Nuts Lutz. Oh, my gosh.
Listen, I mean, I think – I don't know. This argument's been stated so many times. I think we need to move on. I think we all need our points.
I don't like Roger Goodell, but when he saw that, he should have just made the call and be like, okay, no. Fix it. That's pass interference. Give him 15 yards or however many yards downfield it was. At some point – I know you can't overturn a pass interference call, but if that happens at that time – they need to just, like, the head of officiating, whoever's in New York, needs to call in and just fix it so this doesn't spiral out of control.
I mean, okay.
What a rule book we have. The Falcons, ugh. The pathetic Falcons.
Oh, my God.
Why are you laughing? You were the only supporter on here, the Falcons.
I know, it hurts, because every single time I support the Falcons, they just make sure to let me down. It's fantastic.
John, how far do you have them going this year?
I had them in the playoffs.
Okay, but you have them in the Super Bowl again. All right.
No. I don't think I have Eagles Chiefs.
Bro, I think the Falcons are definitely done. Their defense is shit. Matt Ryan, his stats look great, but he's pretty much padding his stats. He's doing the whole Matthew Stafford thing.
Marcus Mariota, the GOAT.
Falcons fans will defend Matt Ryan to the death, and they'll pull up his stats. But, I mean, you actually watch these games. They don't look that great. They only scored 10 points with this amazing offense.
Oh, no, Matt Ryan looked terrible.
I didn't watch any of this game, so I really don't know. I don't have any specifics about this game.
I feel bad for you.
I know the Titans scored 24 points in the first half, which is
terrible
on the Falcons' part because the Titans' offense is just completely inept.
I don't know how to say his name, but basically a guy on Twitter, I saw this stat as I was going through my fantasy sports feed. His name's Rich Hribar. I don't know if that's his actual name, but the Falcons have now trailed by double-digit points. 63.8% of their offensive snaps, which is the highest rate in the league.
Yep.
Even higher than Miami, which is 62.8%.
Yep, I saw that too, and I'm glad you brought that up.
Ridiculous.
Man, the Falcons.
I thought they'd get it together this year with the injuries, or with their players being healthy and stuff. Yeah. Like, their O-line sucks, and it's...
I mean, could this be Dan?
Is crippled again.
Could this be Dan Quinn's last season in Atlanta?
He's
definitely on the hot seat.
He's probably on the hottest seat out of any coach in the NFL.
Because his
right
defense
now
isn't even playing well. And remember, his whole thing this year was like, I'm gonna take the play calling duties, and it's not looking good so far.
Yeah, I mean,
this all the. I mean, take the defense out of this, their offense is really struggling.
Yeah,
I mean, when they were two years ago, when they were the best offense in the league.
Three
years ago?
Yeah, yeah. Three.
Damn. 2 years ago, they still made the playoffs, but they made it as they made it as a wild card.
Yeah.
Dang, time flies. But they hung 28 on the Patriots in the first half.
Now they can't. Now they
What did they lose between then and now? Outside of Kyle Shanahan.
I mean,
Kyle Shanahan.
You can't tell me Kyle Shanahan made this big a difference, and they can't find a guy to make their offense work in the slightest now.
I mean, their offense is. I'm not even gonna defend them. Let me not. There's no point.
This isn't on Steve Sarkisian anymore. You can't keep blaming him.
Let me look up the points per game totals.
They scored 12. They scored under 15 points twice, or under 14 points twice. Against the Titans and the Vikings, which they're both, really good offense. I mean, defenses. Titans have a really good
defense. So, Atlanta ranks 27th in terms of points per game this year, behind the Broncos and the Bills. That's crazy.
Elite Joe Flacco, what can you say?
They're only ahead of Washington, Chicago, Cincinnati, the Jets, and Miami.
Oh, a lot of those teams have a common denominator. So
they're 11th in total yards and second in passing yards. By the way,
I mean they're getting the yards. They're just not getting the points, which of course is the most important thing. And
missing field goals,
or having stupid turnovers.
I mean, they got all these yards. They scored 3 points in the second half.
The Colts. I mean, they had to score 21 points in the second half last week against the Colts. So they've been playing behind a lot.
I think the Falcons are actually the worst team in the NFC South, including the Panthers and Bucks.
I'm not gonna.
Hang on. So far this year, is Matt Ryan the worst of the six NFC South QBs?
I was gonna say Cam looked pretty bad.
But the fact you could – I don't know if you could really make an argument for Cam over Matt Ryan. But
okay, so is Matt Ryan fifth
of six? Matt Ryan this year, 70.5% completion rating, 8 touchdowns, 6 picks, 331 yards per game.
Oh, 6
Listen,
picks.
I'm going to be honest. I'm pretty sure every team in the NFC South right now would take Matt Ryan as their quarterback in their current state, not over the starters.
Would New Orleans? Would New Orleans?
Yeah, they would take Matt Ryan.
You've won
back to
back games against the Seahawks and the Cowboys. You don't mess with anything,
bro. They would take Matt Ryan.
I don't know.
Like, yes, they would. Yeah, as a backup QB, yes, they would. I would take Matt Ryan over Kyle Allen as well. And
I hope so.
And I don't know if the Bucks would take Matt Ryan over James Winston for this year. I don't know. But I mean, needless to say, though, Matt Ryan still doesn't look good. And the fact you guys are, or at least Nick is debating keeping Teddy Bridgewater a backup quarterback over Matt Ryan, I mean, that just goes to show how bad Matt Ryan's doing this year.
Throw that whole team away, man.
They're done.
Burn it all down.
I'm also not going to say they're done because the NFC South is just weird.
Theoretically, they still have a chance because they're only, two games back of the Saints. But realistically, I just don't see it happening. This should have been a get-right game with the Titans.
The Falcons are definitely a game and a half back from the second wild card spot. So.
Yeah. I guess you love to see it, the Falcons struggling.
I definitely enjoy watching it.
All right. For my playoff predictions.
The Patriots beat the Bills in a disgusting game.
Ugly game. That was pretty much the difference in the game was a blocked punt returned for a touchdown.
16-10 Patriots.
Would just like to say that that Bills defense, bro, not going to lie, I'm kind of a fan. this year I'm on my I'm cheering for the Bills 14 weeks out of
Imagine being so loyal to your team you cheer for the division rival.
No, I really
imagine. Like, hey, can you imagine you being a Panthers fan and you cheering for the Saints to win?
They didn't allow 11 first downs.
No, yeah, like
they're not winning the division.
Johan, you're a real loyal guy.
I don't know how you cheer for divisional teams be that good.
Because I picked them in the playoffs and you guys called me dumb for it. It's more vindication than anything else.
I mean, that just means you're a non-loyal fan.
Yeah.
So you're telling me you're not picking any other NFC North teams to make the playoffs?
No, I picked two of them, and I cheer for them to lose every weekend.
Yeah, like, I want to be wrong.
No,
like, of course.
I want to be right because y'all made fun of me, and I...
Because you're picking the Bills.
We're probably still going to make fun of you because I...
And look, they're 3-1.
And their quarterback's out. What's your point?
Oh, yeah, Matt.
You also picked the Chargers to go undefeated.
Yeah, you know, that prediction didn't look so good. Yo, Josh
they're
Allen
they're one play away from being 1-3.
And Matt Barkley is a quarterback. Who knew that he was still alive?
Matt Barkley, add him to the list of quarterbacks I'd take.
We could have played whose team is he on if we wanted to before Sunday. Like, whose team is Matt Barkley on? I would have been like, is it the Alouettes? Is that Montreal?
The Montreal Alouettes.
Alouettes.
The Calgary Rough Riders.
But I'm also just stunned that Frank Gore's 35 and running well. Kudos to him. All right, we could.
I think it's time to move on.
And get away from this game.
Ooh,
the Chiefs.
Kelce's hurt. That is a pretty big injury.
The Chiefs remain undefeated. They beat the Lions in a wild game.
Would just like to say, the Lions deserve to win this one. The Lions should be undefeated, in my opinion. They played really well.
How did they lose?
Off a Kerryon Johnson fumble.
Yeah, crazy fumble at the 1 yard line that they.
Damn, turned the ball over at the 1 yard line.
I mean,
it wasn't good.
I don't agree with Johan saying the Lions should have won, but they definitely had their chances to win. Are they a good team?
I think their defense kind of showed that. Their defense was hanging around.
They were the first.
Hold up, their defense was hanging around. They gave up 34 points.
Hold on,
they were the
first team.
Hold
that Patrick Mahomes didn't score a touchdown pass on. I think the first team. I could be wrong. I don't know if you guys heard that stat.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I know Patrick Mahomes had a big streak of touchdown passes.
I just want to say that giving up 34, it'd be more 27 to the Chiefs is not anything. It's pretty solid. Seeing as they're guaranteed 30-plus points a game.
So they gave up what they were guaranteed to give up? That makes them worthy of praise?
They were playing pretty
Johan
well.
Made a bad argument there, but
what?
Johan made a terrible argument.
All right, that's
but
bad.
No, Johan, I do agree with you, but your argument's trash.
Thanks.
Your argument was literally they allowed more points than what they're guaranteed or whatever
than what they needed to win.
Yeah,
that's my bad.
But I mean, the Chiefs, of course, 4-0. I was flipping back and forth with this game. I did think the Lions were actually going to win, but the Chiefs had that drive at the end that ended the game. Patrick Mahomes had that, like, 20-yard scramble on 4th-and-6, which pretty much turned the tide of the game. Nick, are you worried about the Lions in your division?
Ha! Next.
Really? Not even a little bit?
The Lions are mentally and physically inept. They shit themselves when any slight pressure gets put on them. I have no fear of the Lions. Call me when they win a playoff game in my lifetime.
I mean,
so probably never.
They've played in more stadiums than playoff games.
No, I mean,
I mean,
it's not good. But I mean, that's their past.
Your past tends to determine your future.
I think this year they're a potential playoff contender.
I have no fear of the Lions at all.
If they made it to the playoffs, you'd be shocked.
I would be shocked. If they won a playoff game, I would be shocked.
Listen, all I'm talking about is making it to the playoffs and being a contender in the division.
Nah, I don't think so. I don't think they're making the playoffs.
I think they have a chance, but in the
end, I mean, every team has a chance. It's a percentage chance. If it's the Lions, it's a low percentage.
I would bet against them making it to the playoffs. Maybe in the AFC they make it, but in the NFC, it's too difficult.
I mean, they still got to play at the Vikings, at the Bears, at the Packers.
The Lions might be better than the Vikings.
We'll get into that later on. I have a special segment set apart tonight.
Oh, all right. I say we move on from
this. The Raiders beat the Colts 31-24. The Raiders moved to 2-2. They have now half the wins they had all of last season. They're 4 weeks.
John Gruden.
I'll be honest. I feel like we shouldn't spend too much time on this game. Disappointing loss for the Colts.
Jacoby Brissett, by the way. Nice. 2 touchdowns.
He's nice. Jacoby Brissett's the only quarterback in the league who's thrown multiple touchdown passes every game this year.
It's impressive. That completion percentage, though, doesn't seem too great.
It's all right. They won.
All right. I say
they lost.
The Chargers and the Dolphins, the expected happened next. Giants and the Redskins. Oh, boy.
Hey, Danny Dimes is 2-0.
And he threw a few too many dimes to the other team.
Hey,
a few.
No.
Gotta hone down on that young man.
Even though he's Danny Dimes, I think he's provided the Giants a little bit of a spark that they didn't have with Eli.
Call him by his professional name. It's Daniel Dimes.
Daniel Dimes. No, I like Danny Dimes. It has a better.
And until he stops throwing interceptions, I'll call him Daniel.
All right, but that'll be a you thing. But I mean, the Giants went from what we probably thought were a bottom five team in the NFL, and now they're at least somewhat respectable.
It's almost like
right?
You get rid of your Garbo quarterback, you get better.
And they're doing this without Saquon. So,
is this a product of maybe anybody can just operate well on this run offense?
Hey, I'm not going to go that far.
Oh, the Redskins suck.
We're not going to go that far.
The Redskins suck, yeah. I mean, they're not a good team.
I mean, Gallman was just a little over, if I do quick math, 3 yards per carry, which is all right. I mean, he had that touchdown.
Yeah, I think he's sitting at like 3.4.
3.5.
Okay, you know, a little over 3. You know, I did quick math.
Quick maths.
You know,
I mean, we don't need to spend much time. Neither of these teams are making the playoffs. I don't care how good Daniel does. He's not. They're not making the playoffs. Next. The Browns. Jesus, fuck.
The Browns.
Talk about heckle and jide. What? Hold up, what did
Jekyll
I just say?
Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah, Jekyll and Hyde.
Oh.
I couldn't think of it because you messed up my brain when you said that.
Yeah. Jekyll and Hyde, they look terrible against the Rams, and they hang 40 on the Ravens. I mean,
could this say more about the Ravens being exposed a little bit, to be honest?
Hey, you remember last week when I got made fun of for saying the Ravens aren't worthy opponents? Man, look at that.
I mean, you know,
they got hung. Scorigami, by the way, everybody, 40-25.
There were two Scorigami games. We'll get to the other one later.
First Scorigami weekend, or double Scorigami weekend
guys,
of the year.
The Browns are in first place in the division because of this one.
That doesn't mean much.
So do you
Isn't
have?
Isn't this what we expected them to? Actually, I did because I picked them to lose the division. But
it's still way too early, and of course, we all thought the Steelers would be competitive, but they lost.
It took a Ravens defense that isn't really as good as we thought they'd be for Baker to look good.
So, I mean, the question is, who are you taking to win the division? The Browns or the Ravens right now?
Yeah, they're the only contenders right now.
Where the Browns have the road win against the Ravens?
Yes, we played in Baltimore. Jeez. I'll take the Ravens just because Baker's streaky like this. Like he looked great in this game. He could come out and lay an absolute goose egg this week.
I think the winner of this division is probably 9-7. I don't know when I don't know if the Ravens and Browns play in the last game of the year, but
they should flex it.
Whoever wins that
do
second,
you need to.
I think whoever wins that second matchup, unless it's like super early on in the year, I think they're the team that wins the division. And I would say, I would bet on the Ravens. I would like to win the division. They
the
play
whole
the second
me,
to
like,
last game.
Baker and the Browns look great this year. Great this game. But next week, they play the 49ers on Monday. Would you be shocked if Baker looks terrible again? He lays an absolute goose egg?
No, I wouldn't be shocked at all.
Would you be shocked if the Ravens lay goose egg against the Steelers next week?
Actually,
I would.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, it's just...
Well, the 49ers are...
I do not trust... They're a little
better than the Steelers.
I don't know. They haven't played stiff competition yet.
They haven't, but they are better than the Steelers. I think we can agree on that.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely better than the Steelers. I just don't trust the Browns to do this weekly. Because they're not going to do this every week.
Listen, I'm rooting for the Browns. I want them to win the division, but I don't think they do.
I don't think so either. Let's move on. The Panthers, another ugly game. 16-10 over the Texans.
Panthers defense, man, number one against the pass game.
Kyle Allen,
I mean, he can throw the ball well, but
this dude needs to get some. This dude needs to be the finger lift or something. Absolutely. You got to up that grip strength.
Buddy. Even going back to last week, he had two fumbles last week and three this week. He lost four of those. I mean, if it
work
wasn't
on the
for
grip strength, homeboy.
If it wasn't for the fumbles, Kyle Allen would be doing great, but the fumbles
with
really
gloves.
Hurt.
Do your best Teddy Two Glove imitation.
I mean, the Panthers defense really won them the game here. Christian McCaffrey won the game. He had like 179 yards out of the total 300 yards for the Panthers, which is incredible.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of a good football player.
I think he's the best running back in the league at this current moment. If you look at what he does in the pass game and the run game.
I mean, him and Alvin Kamara are interchangeable to me.
But, we'll see.
Alvin Kamara's putting up ridiculous numbers with Teddy Two Glove as his QB.
Look, Kyle Allen. honestly. Kyle Allen's not better than Teddy
interchangeable.
Bridgewater. Listen, okay, I think we both agree they're both really good, though. And Deshaun Watson, man. He missed two bad deep passes that would have been sure touchdowns in this game. Deshaun Watson did not look good.
The current pace that Deshaun Watson's at, his average sacks per game continues, he'll finish four shy of the all-time record of sacks in a season.
No, yeah, and I mean, is most of it the offensive line's fault? Yeah, but some of it is on Deshaun Watson because he does.
If you have a bad
football.
Offensive line, you got to get rid of that ball.
Yeah, and like. Younger running quarterbacks tend to hold on to the football longer, and they try to get out of plays which they can't get out of, and that's what leads to more sacks.
Just throw the ball away, damn it. Stop taking hits.
If we're being honest, this is a pretty bad loss for the Texans being at home. The Panthers aren't a bad team by any means, but, like, you should be able to beat Kyle Allen, a Kyle Allen-led Panther team, honestly.
Yeah.
And the Texans didn't really do anything on offense. The only touchdown they got in this game was off a Kyle Allen fumble, and they only had to go like 10 yards down the field to get the touchdown. Yeah. So I don't trust the Texans, but
we'll see.
They could still win that division.
They definitely could. Let's move on to a real spicy game. The Buccaneers hung 55 on the Rams.
And yeah, this was the other score guy.
Jared
game.
Goff. Fuck was this
Jared
game?
Jared Goff and a certain other quarterback we'll talk about in a little we need to have nice conversations about how they're fraudulent. Because, boy, oh boy, Jared Goff's.
I love when quarterbacks get exposed.
Are absolutely. First of all, he's been trash.
Whoa, dude, 517 yards?
No,
wow.
No, can you give me a second?
I know. I'm messing with you. I'm messing with you.
517 stats. This is like Matt Ryan on steroids. Or he put Pat Stafford to shame. Like, it is absolutely, oh my God, man. Jared Goff, bro. Rough.
I mean, should we be worried about the Rams? Like, the Bucks hung 55 on them.
I mean, no, because I still think they're, like, what, 3-1?
Yeah, the 3-1.
They still get to play the Cardinals twice a year, and that's very nice.
Yeah.
So
is Todd – I mean, I think, of course, they still – the Rams put up 40, but I think Todd Gurley not being 100% is hurting this team.
You
want to
hear the next four games?
Sure.
Seahawks, Niners, Falcons, Bengals.
If they go 2-2, I'm not going to be shocked.
I mean, yeah, I mean, Johan, you bring that up because it's an easy schedule, right? But, like, we thought the Bucks would be an easy game.
Yeah, the Bucks weren't supposed to.
That is true.
Yeah, if you're Sean McVay on the sideline at halftime, you're like, hold up, they have 28 points on us. That's not supposed to happen.
Also, Marcus Peters is rough and also got killed on his touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, DeMar Dotson leveled him.
It was bad, but nah, man, we gotta look into that Ram. We gotta look into Jared Goff, because my gosh. I saw a stat, but since they played the Lions last year and Matt Patricia held them like 50% completion rating, that he's been like 12 touchdowns, 13 picks. I'm gonna see if I can find it. It was a really crazy stat on Jared Goff that was kind of weird, because like Jared Goff looked really good 2 years ago, like when Sean McVay got there. But nope, that's not it.
I mean, Jared Goff didn't look bad last year.
Yeah, they kind of went to the Super Bowl last year.
Okay. In the last 11 games, so this isn't the stat, but here's one I came from Vincent Frank on Twitter. Last 11 games, Josh Allen, 2,778 total yards, 19 touchdowns, 11 picks. Jared Goff, 2,591 total yards, 13 touchdowns, 11 picks. So my bad, I was wrong on the picks. I thought he had more picks than touchdowns.
I mean, right now Jared Goff isn't a quarterback that can carry a team. He definitely needs help around him.
But he has help around him. He has probably one of the best wide receiver trios in the league.
I mean, this is
interesting.
I mean,
oh, here's a good one. All right, since his start, this is from Scott Askmar on Twitter. This was made on September 23rd. And has 11 starts since that game against Kansas City. So this took a long time. This is from a long time ago. This doesn't even factor in this game. 59.1% completions, 236 passing yards per game, 11 touchdowns, 11 picks, 6.63 yards per attempt. Like, he's not looking good, and I don't know if it's that they're catching up to Sean McVay or they're just exposing Jared Goff. Because I still can't even describe to you what happened in the Super Bowl. Because that was one of the craziest things I have. What New England did to Jared Goff was absolutely make him look like a child out there.
Well, apparently, worse a lot of teams are
2016 season.
A lot of teams are using the New England Patriots game plan against the Rams this year. I forget exactly what the formation they're running is, but a lot of teams are using that game plan that the Patriots had. And
oh, did you know that? I didn't know this either until now. Belichick actually told the media that he credits Matt Patricia for all that. Look at that, former defensive coordinator from New England helping him out in indirect
ways. All right, yeah, I gotta. Okay.
Yeah, because what am I giving? I just told you that Matt Patricia was the one that helped.
Got to bring in the Patriots.
I do. You just brought up the Patriots yourself.
I know, but okay.
But yes.
Moving on.
No, I do. I have a question before we move on from this game, and it's about the Bucs. So, I mean, are we giving the Saints the division, or is there?
We'll see what happens this weekend.
Because, like, I'm not throwing away the Bucs, and I'm not completely throwing away the Panthers, but it seems like it's Bucks or Saints. And
to be fair, they could be 3. They are potentially 3-1. It's not for a really bad missed field
goal. Yeah, I mean, honestly,
they would be up there for division.
The Bucks aren't a trash team, as much as people want to say they are. The Bucks are not a trash team.
Yeah, but they were the same position last year. Not really same. They were what, 3-1 because they lost that Steelers game, I think.
Want to
say?
Oh well, yeah, okay. They were
Fitzpatrick.
They were.
That's a different scenario, though.
But no, it's different. I think it is. I mean, credit to Jameis for looking good. The last 2 weeks, maybe Bruce Arians is actually working on him. But that's yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell
you. I would even say Jameis. I mean, yeah, Jameis has looked good the past 3 weeks. I would even say going back to the Thursday night game against the Panthers. I mean, the Bucs, I would be surprised if they win the division because the Saints look so good. But if they're right there, I wouldn't be too surprised. All right, I say we move on.
It's going to be interesting. Get away from this. With the Bucs.
I mean, the Seattle Seahawks beat the Cardinals 27-10.
As expected.
Chris Carson.
No one's surprised.
Russell Wilson with a good game. Yeah.
Chris Carson looked
good. I don't have much to say on this.
I don't either.
Because I didn't watch this game.
Oh, boy. The next game. The Bears beat the Vikings 16-6.
The Bears.
See, I didn't really watch much of this game. I was more watching the Rams and Bucks game.
Yeah, that was what I was doing.
I was actually watching most of this game.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you have an interest because both NFC North teams.
Yeah, I was definitely wasn't cheering against the Bears fantasy defense.
And Nick is very, very
I have some words
to talk about this game.
So for in our next segment. I have some words.
Oh, are you going to save it? Oh, he's saving it.
Saving it for Kirk Cousins has his own special spot.
Me and Johan can roast on Kirk Cousins a little bit.
Yeah, he's
go ahead
he's,
and go. The Bears defense look dominant. They usually are.
I mean,
helped out via a shit quarterback behind the line of the Vikings.
But. Even Adam Thielen was like, "We can't win games if we're not able to throw the football." Even with the best, what he said was the best running back in the league.
Falcons
so I mean,
look like the best running back so far. And
I'll debate you on that one. But
I think it's a fair debate. The only reason they didn't win this one, and I bet money that if the Panthers played the Bears, they're absolutely getting their ass kicked by that defense because they have nothing else around them. I don't think the
Panthers lose this game by much worse though. Like
no, because their defense is pretty solid too, and it's not like the offense of the Bears is pretty good. But the only reason Dalvin Cook didn't have much of a game was because the Bears defense is absolutely scary. Other than that, Dalvin Cook's
I'm not hating on Dalvin Cook at all. Yeah. I think he's a great running back. He's having a fantastic season.
This is his first game under 100 yards. By far, though.
But I mean,
first game under 110 yards.
The Bears defense will do that to you, especially when you don't have a quarterback and they're just going to stack the box.
And so I think what's weird is that if you look at Kirk Cousins' stats from before, like the first half of last year, he wasn't like amazing, but he was solid. And they had a pretty good passing offense, but something's happened since then that they just completely shut down the passing offense, and they just like.
I don't think you can look at stats and say, "Hey, he's not doing bad." Because like you look at his stats for this game, 27-36, 233. Like that doesn't look bad, but he definitely.
It's almost like anybody can complete a 2-yard pass.
He definitely did not have a good game, and the stats don't really show that he had a bad game. But man, the Vikings—they have so much talent, but Kirk Cousins just let them down.
Their defense is extremely good.
And I do feel like we should talk about Trubisky going down with a dislocated shoulder, right? Is that the
potentially torn labrum is the diagnosis here.
Okay.
In his non-throwing shoulder.
Of course, I mean, Chase Daniel did halfway decent in this game.
Wasn't it like a Tariq Cohen, like, check down?
Yeah, it was a Tariq Cohen wheel route thing.
Yeah. It wasn't the craziest stuff.
It was a Kirk Cousins pass that did it.
Yeah, no, some of these NFC North teams, the Vikings and the Bears need to look into better quarterbacks.
Both these teams have so much talent, but
they have generational defense.
Nah, let them pay Kirk Cousins another $84 million. Let him give Mitchell Trubisky $190 million in a 5-year contract.
The Bears have probably the best defense in the league, but it's they're being held back, and like that I want to say, like, not every team can do what the Broncos defense did in 2015, where they have a sorry ass quarterback. Yeah, you know, Brock Osweiler and Peyton Manning, sorry ass quarterbacks.
Bro, that
lead you to a Super Bowl because CJ Anderson decides to run for like 100 yards in a game.
That Broncos defense has carried a team harder than I've seen a team be carried by its defense. Like,
I mean,
that
was
just
a really good defense. Yeah. I mean, Wade Phillips still impressed me for that because, he led a really good defense. But it's you can't do that to win a Super Bowl. You can't count on a defense. The Bears might. I think the Bears might be able to count on a defense like that. I don't know about the Vikings as much. But
no, the Vikings can't. The Bears, I feel like the Bears can.
Yeah, because the Vikings defense is still really good, but I think the Bears are still
The Bears defense is stacked, but the Vikings defense is just really good.
And the thing is that, like, both should be really, really good, but their offenses aren't clicking, and that confused me with the Vikings, because last year going in, I'm like, this is going to be a very good offense. Like, Kirk Cousins is a solid quarterback, even though, you know, Washington, he still struggled sometimes, and, you know, he was average. But Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen, when they're both at their best, it's one of the best wide receiving duos in the league. It's not like they have a lack of talent on the offense. It's just a lack of talent at quarterback. Same with the Bears. Their offense isn't as name as it doesn't have the name of a like don't, they don't have the names of a great offense, but it's an offense that, you know, should work. But they're also being held back by quarterback struggles, and I think that's gonna be Nick, that'll probably be what sets your team apart from the others, is that at the end of the day, when you need, you know, your
we don't have a bum behind
to
center.
Lead you. Yeah, you don't have a bum behind center when you need, when the job needs to be done. Aaron Rodgers has done it before.
Well, this is where I think the Lions are a little interesting too, because Matthew Stafford, I mean, we hate on him, but he's a better quarterback than Trubisky or Kirk Cousins. So, I mean, even though the Lions don't have as good of a defense as these two teams do, they at least have a pretty good offense. And I wouldn't be shocked if the Lions finished second place in the division. I wouldn't be shocked. I'd be more shocked if the Vikings finished second place in the division than if the Lions did, in all honesty.
So what do you guys think happens first? Do you guys think Kirk Cousins loses his job, or they change offensive coordinators? Because
I bet you they changed coordinators first.
Because I think that's probably what they should do, right? In my opinion, change coordinators, see if maybe a more balanced approach works. Because I mean, they 36 passes is still a lot, but see if you can find somebody that could, you know, help Kirk Cousins out a little. If you can't, then you got to switch quarterbacks. But you're stuck. You're gonna have to change coordinators at the end of the day, because you're stuck with Kirk Cousins for the rest of this season and next.
Let's move on to one of the final games. Gardner Minshew led a pretty wild comeback against the Broncos. They won 26-24.
Haven't the Broncos lost like three straight close games?
Yeah.
That's the NFL for you, man. That's like the difference between bad teams and good teams. Like, it's not really that many points, to be honest. Which is crazy. I didn't watch much of this game, though, so I really don't have much to say. I do know the Broncos were up by a lot, and I just kind of penciled in them winning, but then I look at the scoreboard and the Jags won, so.
Hey, Leonard Fournette, 29 rushes for 225 yards and he didn't have a touchdown, so three targets. My bad.
But, I mean, shout out to another backup quarterback, though. I mean, Gardner Minshew, did he play the whole game against the Texans when he first started?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he did? Okay, I was about to say, he's 2 – okay, so he's still 2-1.
Yeah, it was the Chiefs game where Nick Foles went down.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, he's 2-1 when he's playing a full game. I mean, that's pretty good. The Jags, I mean, in the shitty AFC, they could have a chance.
Yeah.
Their defense obviously isn't as good, though, without Jalen Ramsey. They're going to need Jalen Ramsey to stay somehow, which probably isn't going to happen, but – you know, the Jags could have a chance at doing something.
The Saints beat the Cowboys in a defensive battle on Sunday night.
Did y'all see Stephen A's intro?
Yes, I did. That was
They came in a cowboy with a hat and everything. Even had the accent and stuff. Oh,
we stand.
Gosh. It was fantastic. In terms of this game,
ass Cowboys.
Very disappointed the Saints didn't lose this game. Being 2-2 would have been nice. The Cowboys could do nothing on offense, really.
And Dak Prescott turned back into who we thought he was.
Literally the Saints.
A system quarterback.
The Saints won this game without scoring a touchdown. They had just all field goals.
Big Nuts Lots went 4-for-4.
Big Nuts Lots.
He's literally won them two games so far.
There's a reason they call this man Big Nuts Lots.
I hadn't heard that.
I didn't hear that either, but you know, I'm not against it.
Well, at the end of the day, both teams are still 3-1.
Yeah, I mean, both these teams are still pretty good, and I think for the Saints perspective, like, they're winning these games with Teddy Bridgewater as their quarterback. Like, they're doing more than just keeping the ship upright without Drew Brees. They're literally just continuing on and winning games. And this could be a scary team with once Drew Brees gets back. So.
All right, and we don't need to say much about this ugly Monday. Just say the score. 27-3 Steelers.
ESPN, unless you want to rant about the NFL primetime schedule. We don't really have too much to say.
ESPN is paying how many billions of dollars for Bengals Steelers? For Dolphins Steelers. Oh, my God.
Andy Dalton, 21 for 37, 171 yards and 8 sacks.
I mean,
primetime Dalton.
If we're being honest, how hard is it to flex a Monday night game? Like, honestly. I guess, this early on in the season, it would be tough because you'd have to at least have some notice.
You schedule these games. I get every team requires one primetime game minimum. Throw them on Thursday night. That's why Jags-Titans is always a Thursday night game.
Wait, we get a Dolphins primetime game?
Yeah, Dolphins-Steelers is Monday night.
Oh, no.
It's
these bad. Yo, I could have told you coming into this year, the Bengals. Shut up, Johan. I could have told you coming into the season, the Bengals were going to suck. The Dolphins, they're going to suck. The Redskins, they're going to suck. We don't need to put these teams on Monday night. Put them on Thursday night on NFL Network, check off their primetime game, and be done with them.
I just don't get.
Don't need to see the Dolphins on Monday night.
Why does
pick this game?
Why does every team have to have a primetime game? Why is that?
I'm with that.
Why do we have to see the Dolphins play in primetime? Like, honestly.
Who cares why? Thursday night, NFL Network, nobody has to see this. Just go. Sweep them under the rug and be done with it. Monday night, ESPN paid $2 billion for Monday Night Football rights.
And, I mean, we were talking so much shit about the Vikings earlier. They still have all 5 of their primetime games left.
They gave Kirk Cousins... guys. Primetime Cousins. Primetime game.
Like,
No. I want to solution that. They gave Dalvin Cook 5 primetime.
They gave moving into our next segment, we're bringing back an oldie but goodie with a repurposed name. Schindler's List, everybody. I am a Jew, I can make that joke. I'm going to go through the 5 teams this week who deserve to be made fun of for their sorry-ass performance. This was difficult, but I put the Redskins at 5 just because their whole mantra this offseason, Dwayne Haskins is not ready to play. We're not going to play him. There's no way he's going to play. But then week 4, your team sucks like they were supposed to, and they stick him in. And he sucks because he's not ready.
Yeah, like they.
I don't understand why you would go back on a decision like that. We're not going to play Dwayne Haskins. He played 1 year of college. We won't play him. We're going to preserve him. We're not going to let him get down on himself and ruin his confidence.
They better not play him that New England game. They just can't. Like,
he wasn't
let Case Keenum get destroyed, bro. Keenum take it.
They put him in there to fail, man, because he wasn't getting first-team refs on practice, and you're throwing him into the middle of the game where he's not ready anyways.
You can't set your future, the future of your franchise, supposedly, up to fail like that. That's not how you run a team.
Well, it's the freaking Redskins. It's the last time they were good, to be honest. Like
the trend you'll see with this list is the bum front offices get put on this list.
Yeah.
But that doesn't include our next team because the Rams. Oh boy, the Rams. How do you give up 55 points to Tampa Bay? I don't actually know how you do that.
I mean, in all honesty, I don't think Tampa Bay has a terrible offense.
They don't, but 55.
The Chiefs
put 55 on you last year.
That was actually
I thought about that.
Dominican Sue ran a 4.44 40 when he picked up that fumble.
I kind of thought about that. I'm like, wait, they didn't hang that much against the Chiefs. I'm like, this is weird. And that Monday night game was a shootout.
Like, this was a franchise record for most points scored in a game for the Bucs.
The only Jameis Winston looked like 2011 Aaron Rodgers mixed with 2018 Patrick Mahomes. This dude was wheeling and dealing.
Man, I'll give them kudos though. They got 2 guys in like the top 5 for receiving yards. with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin.
Shout out to Mike Evans.
Made the Buccaneers look like it was Patrick Mahomes playing with Jerry Rice and Chad Ochocinco on offense. Good Lord. How is your defense that bad? Marcus Peters and Aqib Talib. Did they turn into garbage corners all of a sudden?
Does Aqib Talib still play with them?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's their number two.
Come on, Joe.
I forgot about that. It's been some time, man. It's been some time since I've known anybody in those DBs because they've been getting cooked all since last year.
Rotisserie chicken.
They've been barbecue chicken all this time. Like, it's not looking good, but...
I don't know, man. The Rams... Swiss cheese. The Rams, y'all got some issues to fix. Mainly Jared Goff, but... You got some stuff to fix. The Cincinnati Bengals. Good God. Who'd have thought that hiring a dude who knew McVay via some by an unknown means? How does Zach Taylor know McVay?
Does that mean if you, like, if I touch Sean McVay one day, like, if I just pat him on the back?
Julia,
like,
hey, Sean. Coach.
Yeah. It's like Johan Tilmer has been hired.
You just have to have a conversation with him.
Hey, Sean.
Maybe he's a good coach. Yeah, maybe Zach Taylor's a good coach. And it's just, he's playing with Andy Dalton.
No, I saw some tweets on his Cincinnati days, and I don't think he was. Let me look up his Cincinnati last year. Because I'm pretty sure I saw that they didn't score over 20 points in, like, two games.
Bro,
Andy Dalton's a good quarterback. They're missing their best wide receiver. They just lost another wide receiver. Their offensive line is terrible. They have the worst offensive line. Not even the Texans are this bad.
Like, dude, they got handled by an 0-3 team.
Yeah,
the Steelers are leading in sacks though. And, like, one of the leaders in sacks.
But, like, okay, not even just the offensive line. Like, just they weren't competitive in this game at all. The Bengals had no chance. Man,
the Bengals got some issues to work out. But don't worry, they're still not the worst team in the game. In the league, because we got the Dolphins. Oh, boy.
I understand. At least they're trying to lose.
At least they have a path laid out for the future. They know we're just going to embrace the tank. We're going to lose, and we're going to try to mount the draft picks. I get it. But you don't have to look this bad while doing it. There's other ways to lose. I feel bad for some of the players in this team. Like, Xavier Howard, he didn't deserve this, man. He's better than this. Rashawn Jones, he's had a good career. He's a good safety.
Oh, he was a quarterback's coach last year. That's why.
Oh, he ain't coaching Andy Dalton.
It's pretty impressive how.
Oh, boy.
Let's see. His record in 29 games as a coach, Zach Taylor, in the NCAA is 18-11.
Who he coaching in NCAA?
Cincinnati and Nebraska.
Oh, interesting.
And Nebraska.
He didn't go too far.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, Bengals are a shit team. Dolphins, at least they have a plan. At least they know.
Oh, sorry. This is a quarterback. My bad. I'm trying to
see. I was about to say.
Yeah, okay, this is a quarterback. Let me make sure.
Johan, okay.
That's enough. Johan, you're done.
We're done with the Redskins. The Bengals. Whatever. They're all the same.
We're shutting you down. I've got a rant to go on here. Number one, a mainstay at number one until they prove me wrong, the Minnesota Vikings. Oh, boy. They paid Kirk Cousins 84 guaranteed U.S. dollars.
84 million guaranteed U.S.
dollars. 84 million guaranteed.
84 wouldn't be worth it.
Million U.S. dollars.
I'll put one fab.
They backed up the truck to his house while he was in the backyard, narrowly missing his gender reveal. Little cardboard box.
I saw that. He didn't even complete that three-yard check down.
His little three-yard check down baby reveal. He barely checked the corner of the box. Oh, this guy is physically incapable of throwing the ball more than 2 yards past the line of scrimmage.
Yes, they put up the Jared Goff stats. My bad.
Two all-pro receivers. They can't even get the ball thrown at them.
Stephon Diggs wants to leave, and he had a solid game. That says a lot.
Can you blame him?
No.
Dude, poor Mike Zimmer. He shouldn't have gotten eye surgery, because I don't think he wants to see this.
They should have kept Keenum, man. Yeah, but they should have kept Keenum.
Y'all know it's crazy. The Jags OC is the former Vikings OC, and how about he's probably laughing because Gardner Minshew's probably putting up like less yards than actually. No, he can't put up less yards than Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins put up like 90 yards in a game.
Okay. But I feel like
he's probably laughing.
Okay, can we play the game where we asked Nick what quarterbacks he'd rather have?
I went through this with some coworkers today.
Oh, okay, Hayden, you got. I'll go look up some names. You put names down.
Well, okay, I'm just going to go ahead. Would you rather have, for this season, would you rather, we just mentioned Gardner Minshew. Would you rather have Gardner Minshew? Okay, we'll go through the back of quarterbacks. Teddy Bridgewater.
I'll take Bridgewater. He can run.
Who else is there?
Former Vikings quarterback, by the way.
Danny Dimes.
Hold up. The Vikings have gotten to two quarterbacks. Both of which are better than their current quarterback that they paid $84 million.
Marcus Mariota.
I'll take Marcus Mariota.
Holy shit.
I would too.
Okay.
This dude play. Daniel Dimes, easy. That's an easy one.
All right, Kyle Allen.
I'd say no because he has a fumbling problem, but fucking Kirk Cousins has a fumbling problem too.
Oh gosh.
Matt Barkley.
Ooh.
I have to say no just because I haven't seen Matt Barkley.
Yay! Cousins is better than Matt Barkley.
what about Chase Daniel?
After that performance, I'm taking Chase Daniel.
If
Barkley plays well, I'd take him too.
Oh, poor Kirk Cousins.
He a bum. Kirk Cousins is a bum.
He's this a bum.
Locked into $84 million. He locked into a hot wife. I don't know how he does this. Dude, hey, I'm not gonna say
something. Oh my gosh.
Fraud. He's a fraud. This dude is a bottom 32 quarterback in the
league. Isn't he like 5-27 against winning teams?
Yeah, 5-27 after he lost to the Packers. Oh no! So he's 5-28 now, actually, because he lost.
And then, he has a tie
against winning teams.
In that tie came against the Packers in Week 2, where they were 1-0.
I know the fact.
We have to see this moron throw 2-yard checkdowns 5 more times in prime time.
What was the NFL thinking with the Vikings, man? 5 is like the max.
Well, I don't think they expected this.
But, like, 5? You give the Vikings 5 primetime games? They didn't make it to the playoffs last year. It's not like they're a big-name team.
I get pissed off. I hate the Vikings. And I get mad watching him play, and I wish they had a better quarterback. Like, watching him play football irritates me. This is not an exaggeration. I could do what he is doing. You want me to throw you a 2-yard check down and you'll direct deposit me $84 million? I got you. I will run around in circles, pirouette. I'll do whatever you want. Khalil Mack can come and kill me. Dude, he can hit me low, he can hit me high. I do not care. I'll take whatever kind of quarterback hit you want me to.
This is approaching Johan level rant.
Just email the Vikings your routing number.
Here's our routing number. both routing. You can put it in the savings. You can put it in the checking. You can help the 401k plan.
Kirk Cousins must
have dirt on Mike Zimmer or something. He must have some like the NFL of Mike Zimmer.
The NFL is a crazy place because like. Well, you could say that about a lot of quarterbacks, if we're being honest. But
give me Andy Dalton. I'm taking Andy Dalton over Kirk Cousins.
Oh my.
Oh, right. I'll take that
yo, why didn't they put the Bengals Vikings? I mean, at primetime. It would have been a bad game because the Vikings defense would have destroyed the Bengals. But I want to see primetime Dalton versus somebody has to win that one.
No, dude. The game I'm looking most forward to is Redskins and Dolphins.
Yeah.
That's going to be the game.
Somebody has to win, man. Somebody has to win.
Not if they tie.
All right. Well, I just wanted to quote real quick. Scholar, intelligent man. He's, somebody I look up to and respect a lot. Stephen A. Smith. this man is a bona fide scrub. He can't play. No disrespect whatsoever, but I'm sorry to tell everybody the truth. The man cannot play. And
he has no post move. He puts to memory.
Bro, this rant was on
Kwame Brown.
What's the other guy's name? Stanislav.
Oh, don't get what? Hey, Kwame Brown, Slava Medvedenko, Thiago Splitter, and there's another one. Hey, you and me had this conversation on vacation once.
Splitter. Yeah, remember when Thiago Splitter went up on LeBron and he got back?
Yes.
Skip was talking about Thiago Splitter being a really good player back then, and I think that at that point you just have to shut up because you can't do anything about that.
I loved that NBA Finals, man, with Thiago.
Well, yeah, because Skip is a diehard Spurs fan. At least I think he is.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is.
And Stephen A. was having none of it because Thiago Splitter should not be praised. Oh, man. Bro, Stephen A. really went off on Kwame Brown, man. I'm reading this whole quote, and he absolutely... Okay. Do y'all have a problem if I play... Actually, I don't know if I can play it. It's probably copyrighted. I want to read it, but it's such a good quote. He's the GOAT, man. He really is. That man provides us content, and
we can put the link in the description.
I will. People want but, to see it. Nah, man. I hate when people like Stephen A. doesn't deserve to make money. Like when he did the Hunter Henry thing last year, I'm like, I do not care. You can give me all the like extremely smart. Stats dudes like Lewis Riddick on First Take. That's cool. I'm not tuning in to First Take because I want to hear like actual statistics and all that. I'm tuning in because it's 10 a.m. I have nothing better to do. I want to be entertained.
Stephen A. Smith is a good
one. Yeah, and I mean, dude, Stephen A. works harder than anyone else at that company with the amount of stuff he does. Oh, man. Now he's going to be doing NBA countdown.
Y'all remember when they had him come in like street clothes at like 10 p.m.? The guy came in like a pink coat. I forgot what news broke, but he just came in. It was like 10 p.m. on a Saturday. They're like, let that man sleep. Let Stephen A. go home. But he's the GOAT, man. He gives us so much good content. And
now that we've trailed off enough, We need to wrap up the first inaugural edition of Schittler's List. We'll be back next week.
All right, Hayden?
All right, going from the Schittler's List to the best teams in the league.
If no one understands that reference, I'm very sad.
So this was a little more difficult.
A red jacket for whoever does understand it.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, gosh.
The boy in striped pajamas. What a great comedy.
Oh, my God, no! Yo, no lie. When I first watched that movie, I'm like, damn, this shit's sad. That little kid got beat up because he was like...
Hang on, wait.
And the other guy's like, no.
The little kid had a lot worse things happen to get beat up, first off.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, that was one of the rougher scenes of the whole movie. Yeah, I mean, come on.
Oh, it was much rougher watching the little kid get beat up to get gassed. You're right.
Can you not let me talk?
Oh, all right. Can we please move
on?
Dude,
nah, that whole movie is just so sad, bro. It really is. It makes me so sad.
Hayden, go ahead and go. We cut off enough.
All right. As I was saying before I got cut off.
Nick has no problem bringing up his people's trauma. Oh.
Shut up, Joe.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I lost my train of thought. Okay. We're just going to get right into it. This list is a little difficult to do this week since because of all the 3-1 teams. And
can you use Stoner's wear gas mask or is that just irony? Jeez. I'm sorry.
Fuck off.
Continue.
Number 5. Even though they lost, I still have the Dallas Cowboys on here. The teams I debated for number 5, I almost put the Seahawks in there and then I almost put the Packers in there too, but I ended up settling on the Cowboys. I still like their defense. I don't really like their offense that much, to be honest. But I didn't really have too many choices for number 5 that I liked, so I just went ahead and settled on the Cowboys. And going to number 4, they made Nick's list too. I still have the Rams on this thing.
Well, I thought this list was Nick's list was going to be like the five worst teams, but I kind of like the fact that it's teams that should be laughed at.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I'm good with that too, and I still think the Rams are a good team. They had a bad game. Maybe like every team has that one bad game, and the Rams are stacked, man. And Todd Gurley needs to get better, and hopefully he will, because they still are a contender to win the Super Bowl. So number three, the Saints make an appearance back on this list after not being on it the past couple weeks. Their defense is actually really good, and Teddy Bridgewater is doing enough to win them games. And of course, Kamara is doing really good, and that offense, I mean, it's not good, as good with out Drew Brees, but it still has a bunch of talent on it. And once they get Drew Brees back, they might be the favorite to win the Super Bowl. So we'll see. And 2-1, I'll just say both these teams together. The Chiefs are 2, the Patriots are 1, both undefeated, both showed they're really good.
Even though the Chiefs shouldn't be.
I don't agree with that. The Patriots have had an easy-ass schedule.
Oh, they have. And it's going to get easier. If you said Chiefs at 1, I wouldn't blame you.
I have the Patriots at 1 because I still think they are the best team, and they won the Super Bowl, so I give them the benefit of the doubt there.
They also get a nice little addition, but they also lost the player with Gostkowski being out. But they gained Benjamin Watson, who, for some reason, at his old age, could probably still provide value at the tight end position.
And, I mean, the Chiefs, though, they're also playing without Tyreek Hill. So once they get him back, that could be
back in my fantasy league.
Yeah, shut up. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, overall, I think you're going to have to knock off the Patriots for them to not be the number one team in my list. And hopefully some team does that, because I would not want them to go 16-0. So to recap, Cowboys 5, Rams 4, Saints 3, Chiefs 2, and Patriots number 1.
All right, so Sleeper just put this stat, and I don't know whose tweet it was, but it probably came from a tweet.
We don't have to source people. We hopefully don't have it enough
shows. To... Yeah. I could source it right now. It came from Twitter. I'd rather source it because
if you have
I
don't want to get in trouble
for taking content. Yeah, I sourced it. Evan Silva of establishrun.com. Fantasy sites. Fantasy provides a lot of analytics that you didn't know, but, you know, that's nice. All right, so Jared Goff's previous 12 games before – okay, I'll start off with this. So he's in the last 24 games. So this 12 previous games before these – last 12.
The fuck? Y'all
get what I'm saying? All right.
You're too fixated on Jared Goff stats.
No, but it's a really interesting stat. So look. So in the last 24 games, in the first 12 games. So
the first half of those.
Not the last 12. Okay. The first half of those. Jared Goff, 282 for 426. So 66.2 completion percentage for 3,806 yards, 8.93 yards per attempt, 27 touchdowns, 6 picks, 6 fumbles. In his last 12 games, 60.1% completion, 3,107 yards. Oh, and he has more passing attempts. So 276 for 459, 60.1% completion. completion. And then 3,107 yards. 6.78 yards per attempt, 13 touchdowns, 14 picks, 12 fumbles. So he's been turning the ball over a lot more. I doubt all of you
follow Johan there. He went from 27 touchdowns to 13, 6 interceptions to 14, and 6 fumbles to 12 fumbles.
So he's most playing worse. And down 6% in completion rating. And at the moment, as of week 12 of 2018, he was 20th in passer rating. Or since week 12 of 2018, he's been 20th in passer rating, according to Chris Wesley on Twitter. So yeah, the Rams either need to, or Sean McVay is going to need to use his magical offensive guru powers to fix up his quarterback, or else it could get ugly.
I think they'll be fine.
Because to be honest, right. In the NFC, there's a lot of – well, there's some teams there, but there's, like, one team that could truly improve, and it's the Saints because they're missing Drew Brees. And that's kind of scary to know that if they're continuing how they're doing right now, and they get back, you know, one of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history, doesn't really.
I think if the Panthers can somehow right the ship, which I don't think they do, but if they can and Cam Newton comes back 100% healthy, there could be something interesting there as well. So
let's move
I think
on.
We should get into the pigskin pick'em.
Also, I'm pretty sure play the Bears this year?
Yes. No. Maybe. I don't know.
I hope so. They played last year. That'd be a fun one if they do. Yeah, it was bad. 15-6.
Nick, get this wrong.
The Los Angeles Rams at the Seattle Seahawks on Thursday night
Shout out to another good Thursday night football game. I just want to say I'm leading the Pigskin Pick'em too out of all these other bums. I like to throw that out there.
Her cousin is a bum.
I think it's also not fair because we're also missing that there's 1 week that Nick didn't get. But
I'm at least beating you, Joe.
Excluding week two, you have got to do the math here. 32 that are correct. I'd have 27, and Nick. Yeah. No, Nick's still pretty trash. 23 picks.
Yikes.
So, damn, Nick. I tried to save you.
It didn't work.
Couldn't.
Getting into this game though, I mean. This one,
Seahawks 1.5-point favorites at home. By the way,
this one's interesting.
I'm picking the Seahawks.
Literally, this is 50-50 in terms of what the people are picking on this. Nick's picking the Seahawks.
Russell Wilson has yet to throw a pick this year.
I'm gonna go with the Rams, and I think this is literally a 50-50 game. I think it go either way here. Johan, what do you think?
I'm gonna take my, the GOAT QB in this one, Russell Wilson. Seahawks last year, even though they weren't as good as the Rams last year, they almost came back and won two of those games. So,
the Rams Seahawks losing two straight. All right, let's move it on.
Atlanta Falcons visiting the Houston Texans. I picked the
Seahawks.
Wait,
Nick, who'd you pick? Okay,
Texans are winning this game.
That's what I'm picking.
Deshaun Watson's gonna make up for his performance last week against this terrible defense.
Yo, DeAndre Hopkins is going to do unreasonable things to this defense.
And I think this game could get ugly.
It might.
For the Falcons. So, yeah.
Both have really bad whole lines, too. So this could be an interesting one.
All right. The Buffalo Bills.
Did we all pick the Texans?
Yeah. You know, I think we all picked Texans.
The Buffalo Bills are playing Tennessee Titans.
Texans 5-point favorites at home.
I'm picking the Titans to beat the Bills, assuming Josh Allen isn't gonna play.
Titans 3-point favorites.
I'm assuming concussion. He's most likely not going to play.
I don't think he'll clear the concussion protocol.
Okay, I'll go by he doesn't play either, and I go with the Titans as well.
So it says that Josh Allen's ready for individual drills at the moment. But, I don't think he gets cleared. And they have their bye week after this, so I think they just play it safe. Yeah, they have their bye after this. So I think
they're not gonna play on
how seriously they view this game. Yeah, I think that you give him – since the bye week is next week, you're like, fine, whatever happens. I'm going to have to take the
Titans
on this one.
Did you say the line for this game? I don't remember.
Yeah, I said it. Titans are 3-point favorites at home.
All right.
The Chicago Bears are playing the Oakland Raiders. This is in London, isn't it?
Yes.
It's a 1
p.m.
London
game? God bless. Jesus. Usually they like to do a set like
10 a.m., I believe, or 9 a.m.
9:30.
They do it really early, though.
I have to deal with one of those games with the Panthers. What's the line for this, Johan?
It is... Bears are 5-point favorites away.
Well, no, it's neutral.
it's a joke.
Okay. I don't want to go first here, so someone else go.
I'll pick the Chicago Bears. I don't. This is very difficult.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the Bears.
I mean, I don't think this game is a blowout.
I don't think it will be either.
Oh, it's gonna be on DAZN.
This will be my upset special of the week. Oakland Raiders. I'm going with them.
Oh, okay. Just win, baby. Yeah, I'm taking the Bears in this one.
Arizona Cardinals are playing the Cincinnati Bengals. This is in Cincinnati.
Ew, what a gross game. I'm interested in this line.
3.5 Bengals home favorites. So somebody has to win.
God,
this
is such
actually
a
they don't. I forget. This could be a tie.
Watch the Cardinals tie two games this year.
Oh God.
You know what? I think Andy Dalton puts up a nice game after being absolutely embarrassed. It's not a primetime game, so I'm gonna take the Bengals in this one. Because so far, outside of primetime, the Bengals haven't been atrocious. They're not good yet. Don't let me say they're good. They just haven't been bad as
I don't know who wins this game. Pick it.
I want to know who watches this game. Let's flip a coin. You want to let Siri flip a coin?
Yeah, if it's heads, I'll pick the Cardinals. If it's tails, I'll pick the Bengals.
Siri, flip a coin.
Tails.
All right, Bengals it is. Nick, you want to go with any logic on this?
I'm picking the Cardinals.
Okay.
I also like to point out.
Vikings.
Before we pick the Vikings Giants, go ahead. Stephon Diggs was listed as a non-participant for non-injury reasons in practice today.
Oh, yeah. It was non-injury?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right.
They're thinking it's for trade rumors, so.
Ooh.
All right, so Vikings, 5-point favorites away. I'm going to take the Vikings in this one because their defense would still.
I'm going with the Giants
be able
in
to
this
do
game.
A...
Like
I'm picking the Giants in this game.
I
give me
don't
Daniel
trust
Dimes.
Kirk Cousins, Danny Dimes. You know he's had a couple games under his belt. I think the Giants go to 3-0 with Danny Dimes.
All right, the Patriots Redskins.
Another brutal game for
the Patriots.
So, I just want to hear the line.
13.5, I want to say, is what I think.
I'm pretty
it
sure
was.
It was like
15.
Yeah.
15.5.
These are some fat lines the Patriots have been. I feel like every game but the Bills game has been a double-digit favorite for the.
And we don't get an absolutely atrocious game this week because the line this week because the Dolphins aren't playing.
Well, no, the Bengals and Cardinals I would consider.
Yo, that's.
Dang. I don't think anyone's picked. Though this, I guess there's a little bit of green on this line for the people's pick.
Those are the sad
Redskins fans.
The
Tampa Bay maybe someone mishit.
Are facing the New Orleans Saints.
Saints are 3.5-point favorites at home. Ooh, what is up with all these 1 p.m.
games?
Because
there's
only
a lot of 1 p.m. games. There's only one.
It's because the Packers and Cowboys play at 4:25, so they have to have everyone
watch
that
What's
game.
The point of having all these 1 p.m. games? I swear it was never like this before.
And no, it's normally not like this. It's just, I guess, because of the magnitude of the Packers-Cowboys game, they threw everything at 1 o'clock. This game could be interesting. It's in New Orleans. Last year, the Bucks and the Bucks beat the Saints last year in New Orleans in a shootout?
In New Orleans, they did. I can tell you the score in a second. 48-40.
This game's going to be close, man.
I'm picking New Orleans.
And Johan, you already picked New Orleans, right?
Give me a second.
Oh, he's debating too. I don't know, man. I don't know. What Jameis Winston am I going to get?
Do y'all want to know who first in rushing yards is, by the way?
Isn't it Christian McCaffrey?
Rushing defense?
Oh.
No, first in
rushing
defense
is
rushing yards allowed.
Saints.
Bucks.
Saints.
Saints.
They are sixth. So the Saints are 16th, they're 20th in rushing yards allowed. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers allow 59.3 yards carry, or
a carry.
Game,
that'd be rough.
Not a carry. 59.3 yards a game and are first in rush.
What's their pass defense stat?
31st.
That explains it.
they're out here looking like the Eagles. And I think
Minka Fitzpatrick plays for the Steelers.
Oh, fuck. Not him. Vernon Hargreaves. My bad. I forget, okay?
Right.
I don't know
pick,
why I got those two confused.
I'm picking the Bucs.
Let's hurry this up.
Man, this has Jameis Winston letdown game written all
it does.
Over it.
Really does.
It really does. Give me the Saints.
Damn it, Joe. I thought you
Give me the Saints. I wanted to, Hayden, but this game, and I don't know if they'll prove me wrong. I don't really care if they do. I kind of want to see it happen, because Jameis Winston seems like a fun character. But two straight games, three, like you said, where you could truly say he's played well. Man, he's gonna let us down at some point.
And, this just seems like the game where New York Jets are playing the Eagles.
What's the line?
Eagles. Oh, no, I'll still take the Eagles, but I think
Sam Darnold will not be playing this game.
The Eagles are 14-point favorites. That's my thing. I feel like if Darnold played, this would be a closer game, but it's looking like he's not, so I'm going to take the Eagles in this
one. All right, let's keep it moving.
I don't know, 14 points is...
The Baltimore Ravens are visiting the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ravens 3.5-point favorites.
I'm picking the Ravens.
I picked them to win, too.
The Jacksonville Jaguars are playing at the Carolina Panthers.
I think this line's, 3 points? 3.5? Right, Johan? Something like that.
Where is it? All these 1 p.m. games. 3.5 points. The Panthers are favorites.
This game's going to be interesting.
I'm picking Gardner Minshew and the Jags to win.
I bet against the Panthers the past 2 weeks, and I picked against them, and they won both times. I'm going to go with the Panthers here. Johan? This is Kyle Allen's first home game as a starter, by the way.
This is a tough one because the Panthers have been pretty good at
comes down to the defense, and I think the Panthers have a better defense than the Jags at this point. So that was my logic.
Yeah, it's looking like that at the moment. But the Panthers have also lost their two home games this year.
But they were both with injured Cam Newton.
I guess. But one was also the Bucks, which is a winnable game.
Come on, make your pick. You're on the clock. Three.
I'm sorry. It's two. Just hard to pick.
One.
One.
Go. Pick.
Flip a coin. Jaguars heads, Panthers tails. Siri, flip a coin.
It's heads this time.
Jacksonville Jaguars it is.
All right.
Denver Broncos are visiting the Los Angeles Chargers.
So this is the only... So now we're getting into the second...
The second slate. I'll take the Chargers in this one at home and with Melvin Gordon. I'm sorry. At a neutral site, I'll put Melvin Gordon's back, so I'll take him.
Yeah.
I, too, will pick the Chargers.
All right.
Go Chargers. Now
the game of the week. The Green Bay Packers are playing at the Dallas Cowboys, a place where they've had a lot of success.
Wait. Is this the first actual America's Game of the Week that we've gotten this season?
No. Whenever Fox does it, it's just that's how they brand it, is the American.
No, but that's the joke. Like, is this their actual first America's Game of the Week that they've actually had? That makes sense.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. Okay. I don't remember the other 425 games, to be honest. This is a...
They had Vikings. No, they didn't. They had Rams Bucks. No, that was probably more of a game of the week. No, it wasn't. Not branded like that. My bad. Well, it doesn't matter.
Johan, you pick first here, bud.
Well, Cowboys 3.5-point favorites at home. This defense, also the Packers defense, isn't much worse, or they're not gonna be.
Oh, easy Saints. They had Saints Rams in the game of the week. Sorry to interrupt you. Mm. One week. And okay, that's good.
Thanks. Yeah. So the Packers are 26th in rushing yards allowed, but they're third in passing. It's just the fact that I don't know, because I don't know if the Cowboys offense is good or not. Their first few games were against easy opponents, and I don't know if the Packers defense is good or their offense. I know the Cowboys defense is good. I'll give them that. I know that for a fact. I just don't know about the other three parts, which is the Packers offense and defense, or the Cowboys offense. I don't know how good either are.
Just make your damn
play. Yeah, but on one team, you're putting your life on one team to
win. I'm sorry. Well, I'm going to take the Dallas Cowboys in this one.
I'm also going to take the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm also going to take the Dallas Cowboys.
And hopefully Michael Gallup's back.
This is going to be a low scoring game.
This man has no love for his own team.
No, he's trying to do the whole, like, pick against your team.
If you want to explain with logic, there's no Devontae Adams.
You know, that hasn't worked for me, and my team has won the Super Bowl the last two of the last years.
The Packers have no Devontae Adams this week. They don't have a good run defense. It's just, this reeks of like a, I don't know, like a 21-14 kind of game.
All right, Colts visit the Chiefs for Sunday Night Football. Chiefs are 10.5 point favorites.
Not a great Sunday night game.
Mahomes is going to make up for the three missed touchdowns last week by throwing 12 this week.
Like, I know why they picked this game, because they didn't think Andrew Luck would retire. I'm going to go with Kansas City.
Jacoby Brissett isn't playing
But he's not an exciting player to
watch. The Colts defense is playing bad.
He's not. Yeah, I'm going to take the Chiefs in this one.
Alrighty.
Yeah, it's Monday night.
Are you ready for some football?
The Browns and Niners.
This isn't a terrible
Monday night game, considering what we got last week.
Jimmy G and Baker Mayfield. A quarterback duel for the ages. Baker Mayfield, 4 touchdowns, 6 picks. Jimmy Garoppolo, 5 touchdowns, 4 picks. Look at that.
Shout out to this being the Browns, what, third primetime game already? Yeah. Through what, 4 weeks?
Do they deserve 3 primetime games?
I think they have another one coming too, so. And the answer to your question is no.
Oh, I never said the line. No. Did I say the line? Oh, 49ers are 3.5.
Oh, you've been struggling with the lines.
Yeah, that's my bad. I've been saying my bad the whole fuck apologizing. I'm picking the Niners. Actually,
no. It says fuck apologizing and apologize right after that. I'm picking the Browns. I don't trust the 49ers yet. And since we have to put a score in for this one, I will say 23-14. Johan?
Mr. I think I'm going to take the Niners.
All right.
Yeah. I'm going to take the 49ers in this one. Even though it's... The Browns should probably win this one, but I'm still going to take the 49ers. And I'm going to go with... Let's see. 49ers haven't allowed more than 20 points this season yet. They'll probably allow more in this game. I'll go 49ers 28, and I'll go with the Browns 24.
All right, Nick, you got a score prediction?
I went 24-17, Niners.
All righty.
All right, well, that's it for week 5 pickskin pick'em. So, thank you for joining us for this week. Enjoy the games. Enjoy all those 1 p.m. games that I don't know how you're going to watch unless you have like 10 TVs just laying around your
house.
Dude,
Red Zone Channel is going to be insane.
That's the only way you could really watch the last 2 weeks, because, I mean, there have been some pretty big games. But other than that, if you want to keep up with everything, Red Zone's the way to go. I only watch Red Zone. Unless it's like primetime games or big games I really want to watch.
Yeah, when the Panthers aren't playing, I'll just watch Red Zone. But when the Panthers play, I just focus on that game.
I know for the 4 p.m. games, I guess it's not too bad. Like last week, I just had the 2 games on. I just flipped between the channels or flipped back and forth. And then I had the Cardinals-Seahawks game on my phone. So, and this week it's only 2 games. And I don't think I'm going to watch Denver Broncos. Actually, I might tune in, but. Most likely, I'm going to be watching Packers-Cowboys all the time.
Cowboys is a shit show. I'll be watching that game. All right.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you all next week.
Bye.